Pistachios on saline soils, it's pretty common. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Danielle Sakaraya is a UCANR's Cooperative Extension Specialist, Land, Air, and Water Department at UC Davis.
It really matters is that in the last 15 to 20 years, pistachio acreage expanded a lot on the marginal soils, and those are either salt-affected soils or saline sodic grounds, and it's estimated that currently, 20 to 25% of the total pistachio acreage is grown on salt-affected soil. What really matters is that there's more room for expansion in those marginal soils, also because there are just a few other crops that can grow on this difficult soils.
Zachariah said these marginal soils also come with water problems.
It's also important to know that all these marginal areas are also areas where there are unreliable or restricted or impaired water resources. In the map from DWR, you can see with all the dots in red, all the area that somehow had a very sharp groundwater level change between 2015 and 2017. And of course, this is also the result of the drought between 2013 and 2015.
Zachariah said these are the areas that will see major restrictions when SGMA regulations come in. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.